So we want to think, how can we push ahead with massive crackdown of corruption and a major change in the political and institutional field without creating an environment in which radical forces are able to gain traction? So around the world, we have seen some examples, and we would like to talk about these examples and other examples that the audience have want to talk about. So we have Italy, Hungary, Philippines, Guatemala, and we're wondering if is Brazil going to be the next case? When anti-corruption sentiments boil over, they do not necessarily lead to positive changes. And I think this is a bold statement, but I think we have to start thinking about this. The rise of populism, promises of radical breaks that threaten basic democratic institutions such as the media and the civil society activists. So I think that we are part of civil society and we are activists against corruption, but we have to think about what are the unforeseen consequences of our actions. What can we expect that it's not necessarily positive? Elisa? Thank you. And this is the one of the last ones. So we want here to focus on possible side effects of large-scale corruption investigations in contributing to the rise of populist and or anti-establishment radical movements. So whether and under which circumstances the exposure of corruption networks may fuel radicalism, populism, and legitimacy crisis. And we would like to propose this innovative approach that we want to think about the difficulties that may emerge in the wake of major corruption scandals. What are the consequences for the anti-corruption movement? And we want to challenge the idea again that fighting corruption will necessarily strengthen democracy by itself. Not that it's not going to, but maybe it's not the only thing. And how we do, and the day after we fight corruption and we have a scandal, we really have to think about this day after. So we have to keep in mind that during corruption scandals, we may create a power vacuum, we may fuel cynicism towards politics, and we may entrench the idea that corruption is inevitable.